Cindy, I was gonna ask you,
Sabotage.
Yeah.
I've heard of that, I think that's the thing that's, that might be what I was talking about.
Well, then what about a snake doctor? Do you know who, are you familiar with that term? A snake doctor or a dragonfly?
I think I've heard my brother, somebody said something about flying around and on the lake somewhere was a snake doctor.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know as I know about a dragonfly. I don't know what that
is. But now a snake doctor is different from a devil's horse?
I believe.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see, what's an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it looks kind of like a wasp?
Uh-huh.
It's an insect that looks like a wasp and it builds a nest out of mud.
We're calling it a dragon.
Okay. What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
What?
Nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts. And there's another one that's chupas. They might
have done
that. I may have seen some.
Well, now, can people eat chupas? If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, we say that the boy, what, his father? The boy
favors his father.
Okay. Now, if a boy's appearance is similar to his father's, we say the boy favors his father. Now, if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, we say the boy, what, his father, the boy.
He's very much like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, somebody who's not a nurse? If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
I don't know. That's that city man or that city lady or something. Okay.
Now, if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
Oh, she's from the country.
What do you call people whose skin is black?
Negroes.
Okay. And what about people whose skin is white?
We would just say white people.
Okay. If a white person gets mad with a colored person, what might you call them?
Never.
Now, if a colored person gets mad with a white person, what might you call him behind his back? Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. We'd say the man got awfully...
Yeah.
Suppose you've been working hard all day. By that time you might say, I'm really tired. The principal at school sent a child home because the child misbehaved. The nurse at school sent a child home because the child...
Who did you say it then?
The principal.
Oh.
Sent a child home because the child was bad. The nurse sent a child home because the child...
Yeah. Was sick.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say you feel sick.
Stomach.